Hey, welcome to this podcast today.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to have a special guest with me, Kiwi Morris. Kiwi, what you doing, man?
What's up, my man? I'm here for a little bit. You know, we had some assemblies and we got the concert tonight and I'm excited and grateful. Yeah, grateful to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, man, I'm
so glad. Open your doors.
So glad that you had a chance to come on in. I know you were with Brad this morning. Yep. So let's just talk a little bit about what you guys do when you step in. So before I do that, though, I want to say that this was so unique how mm-hmm. God brought you guys to Sullivan. You're connected with a group yep. that does assemblies and yep. things like that in school. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we travel, we do about 60 or maybe Brad does more, like maybe like 150. But we do like 60 events a year, just reminding people that they have value. And I get to travel with Brad. So this unit went out with Brad, and Brad's story is all about finding a way through like adversity. Brad was in a tragic accident. He lost mm-hmm. his hands due to like machinery.
Oh, really?
And he still came back, still was all American on the football team. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, Brad's wow. story is like, yeah. So I get to travel with him, and I'm the music piece of his unit.
Okay.
And then when I go out, I'm by myself. I'm my own thing.
Yeah, so, yeah. So yeah. What's the group called that is a part of the school assemblies?
So, Stand for Truth.
Okay, Stand for
yep,
Truth.
Stand
That's
for
right.
Truth. Yep.
I couldn't remember. I appreciate you remembering.
Stand for Truth. Man, I've been rocking with this going on, what, 8 years?
That's great. Mm-hmm. Wow, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, it was actually supposed to start off yesterday. Duggar had a little situation yep. with their electricity.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't going to be here. You know, the assembly that was yesterday, I wasn't supposed to be. I wasn't even here.
Oh, really?
I was in Grand Rapids. I wasn't on schedule. Brad was like, I think it's just going to be in and out. So I wasn't even supposed to be at that one. So
wow.
It's kind of like a whole God thing. And then I meet you and, you know, your testimony. Yeah, man.
Man.
Moved me.
Well, yeah. It was great to share it with you.
Yeah.
God's working in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome how, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in our own personal
yep, yep.
stuff and our testimonies. But isn't it awesome how He works within us, and then we're able to shine His light to mm-hmm. others and tell our story so that it can affect their story.
Come on, man.
Right?
That's the message.
So so you ended up being at Sullivan Middle School
yep.
this morning at 9:30.
Yep.
I swung by 10:30.
Yep.
I snatched you up.
We was out. Swung by. Say, yo, Kiwi, what's up? Hey, I'm Steve. Let's roll. They got some FCA going on at
North Central. North Central High School.
Yep. Went over there. Spoke to two.
Yeah.
Groups.
So the high school first and then the middle school. And then
yep.
I'm thinking probably about 120 total.
Yep. Yep.
Something and like that.
It's like, you know, when you tapped into your purpose, I'm open and willing to go anywhere. So I'm like, I appreciated you for opening that opportunity.
That's good
for us.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad yeah. to have done it, and just I'm following, trying to follow in obedience, mm-hmm. you know. And so we went over there. We got out of there and mm-hmm. drove back, grabbed your car, and went to Duggar.
Went to Duggar and had about 40 minutes till we had to get back on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of the grind,
yeah.
You know, and don't nobody understand what it takes.
Yeah,
you know, I always say my mission field looks totally different than a lot of people, and this is it.
That's right.
In and out, but once we're in, we're focused on impact.
So when you go into the schools, a lot of times you can't necessarily emphasize the God factor yep. or the Jesus factor a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Now, like a North Central today, because it was focused towards Fellowship of Christian Athletes, we were able to talk a little bit more
right.
about that. And invite them to concert tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But in like Sullivan Middle School and mm-hmm. Duggar High School, what does that look like when you guys speak and do a word
public
there?
Schools?
Yeah.
It looks like going in there, you know, letting just letting your life lead in a way of you can't fully go on and be like, yo, Jesus saved my life. it's more of, I had this life changing moment. And it's kind of like that cliffhanger of life changing moment. Okay. This dude seems super different. Not mystique, but different. And, that's why we invite him to the concert.
Okay.
Cause at the end of the day, it's like school is over. I can really dive deep into what actually saved me. And the conversion is crazy. We meet thousands of people a week doing what we do. It's crazy to even think about, man.
And isn't it awesome what God will do as we are obedient? Yep. With spreading the word of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And his life-changing message is, it is transformational in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And in so many different lives that I'm sure that you see.
Mm-hmm.
That you're able to plant the seed, tell your story. The pastors and leaders of that church are able to go ahead and help. Yep. Bring them on in.
Yep.
Guide them, mentor. Yep. Them. That's what's going to happen tonight. So yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that tonight.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tonight. Now, if you're listening
free concert
tomorrow on Wednesday on this other podcast I'm going to shoot it off on, if you didn't come to the concert, you missed it.
You missed it. You missed a good time. But it's okay. We'll be back around.
That's right. You know? TV already said, I want to come back.
We're coming back. We're coming back for sure.
And so tonight at 7 o'clock, so this is Tuesday night, December 10th,
2024.
That's it. And 7 o'clock tonight. Mm. In Sullivan, Indiana, Crossroads Community Church, yep. 2 South Court Street, right here
on downtown square.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have this concert, and Kiwi, talk to us a little bit about what they'll experience as they come into the concert.
What I can say is what people will experience is a authentic time, real music. You know, you listen to the radio and it's a lot of fluff. It's a lot of, you know, superficial stuff. Rob this guy, steal this dude's girl, this jury here. No, we talking about real life issues and in a way incorporating our faith, getting to the meat of things. Because when all that jury and people are done shooting, people are done throwing up the gang, when their back's against the wall, we know who they call them.
That's right.
I'm here with that type of music. I'm here with that soul-changing music. So, that superficial stuff is cool. And if people do that, they do that. But as for me and mine, we trying to direct people to the pearly gates.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. So your story started, you were raised in Indianapolis.
Yep, in Indianapolis. I was born in Evansville, raised in Indianapolis.
And then there's a story that's threaded through where your life was starting to take a turn to the worse.
Yep.
And you'll talk about that story tonight, but give a little hint.
Mm.
How can we do that?
So, as any teenager, you grow curious just to life in general. I used to sell guns.
Wow.
Yep. So I was.
Did you say it was 16 years old?
I was 16, man. And I had a lot of influential people around me that can make things happen. They put those things in my hands and I was making a little money, at the age of 16. And I was a basketball player too. So I was trying to balance making money, and being a ball player. And I had to give up one. Then I eventually found faith. I walked into church, all that good stuff. And,
man, yeah. It's awesome. Well, I can't wait for the completeness of all of that that's going to happen as you're going to talk about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And through your music, through the words that you've penned. And how many songs do you have out?
Shoot, maybe about 200.
Whew.
Yeah, we're getting close to 200, but I have a lot that I'm dropping 2025 too. I can say it on the podcast right now. And whenever people catch up to it, we're trying to give a few songs a month. You know, I'm trying to flood it. Right now, I got about maybe 400 songs on my hard drive. I make music every day. I make one song from production to song to vocals every day. And I'm not trying to babysit that music.
Yeah.
It has to come out.
Wow.
One way. I can't take it to the grave, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, wow, man. That's.
Yeah. Even if we got to give some music free, it's like, it's got to come out one way or another.
Wow. That's, yeah. That's awesome, Keeley, yeah. Man. Yeah. And I know it's from your heart. I've been spending the day with you. Yep. And it's been awesome to hear your heart, get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise. This guy's genuine.
Yeah.
He really is. And I'm excited for the youth tonight to hear from your heart, from the words of your mouth. You know, we look at Psalms 19:14 and it says, let the words of my mouth,
come on,
and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
Come on.
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And when we pray that and we submit to his will, then out of our mouths comes the truth.
Come on.
If we're connected to him. Come on. That's what you're trying to do.
Connect people to what's giving me strength.
That's right.
Yep.
So I'm excited for all that are going to come in tonight. Keevy's going to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's going to be able to give a chance to say, look, this is what it's all about, and this is what's changed me. I can't do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your decision. But I do know that it's the best way.
It's the best way. It's the best way. It's the hey, when you come on this side, it's the winning team. The winning team.
That's right.
You know, we're not worried about what course, what way life, whatever happens in life, we know where we are truly resting.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm going to be wrapping it up real soon, but is there anything else you'd like to just kind of share on the podcast today?
To anybody who hears this podcast, you may be in life, you may be walking out life and you may feel alone. Don't walk out this life alone. Find community, whether that's a church, a mentor, never walk out this thing alone. The moment you, put yourself on an island is the moment, it's just the devil's playground, you know, and we don't want to play on the devil's playground. So get in community. Know that when you go through situations, don't go through them alone. And Jesus loves you. Be encouraged. And if you need music to listen to, I pray that my music somehow, some way makes it on your playlist. Just know my music is edifying to the soul. It's not like other hip hop. We're on a different course with it. So be encouraged. You got this. And remember, God loves you at the end of the day, and you have value and you have worth.
Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way to close this out. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you took just a little bit of time as you're getting ready to get ready for tonight, where we can get a chance just to one-on-one and then get it out to the airwaves, so to speak, through the social media. So, Keevy, I just want to pray for you, man, before we get going the rest of the time this evening, before we get the concert going. But let's pray.
Let's do it.
Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for Keevy and the ministry that you have put in front of him, the words that you've given to him. Holy Spirit, you're continuing to work through his life, and it's an awesome thing. I just pray over him and bless him in the name of Jesus, and I ask that you would just pour your wisdom on him so that as he meets with so many different people in so many different parts of their journey and their life, that, Lord, that you would reign, that you would be seen, that you would be radiating from Keevy. So I pray that you'd bless this concert tonight. I pray that, Holy Spirit, that you'd come and just work in this place at Crossroads and in this room that we're going to be having the concert. And we just ask that you would provide a way for those that are lost seeking direction,
yes, Father.
That you would provide the way to Jesus. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you for my time together with my brother here, and I pray that you'd bless him as he continues on with his journey. We love you, Lord. We thank you for our time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.